The Obertas for this month just requires you to listen to this guided meditation I first recorded back in 2017. It is remastered here to allow you to tune into 11th dimensional energies. Once you have listened to it a few times, try and follow the steps yourself daily as you engage on a creative task and allow the muse to take over and flow through you. The very idea of channeling seems to have slipped into quite common use these days. Actors say they channel the character they are portraying. Some musicians say they channel the essence and spirit of their influences. Classically, channeling and mediumship were associated with each other, someone connecting with the dear departed. And for this reason, sometimes channeling could be debunked or derided. But the version of channeling I want to introduce here, you can see as being more like active imagination. And I've worked with people who've channeled angels, archangels, and even fairies at the bottom of the garden. And I've got no idea who or what I am channeling when I get into this state. But all I know is information, wisdom, and insights pop along that I've not come across before. And the structure and content of virtually all the meditations in this series, as well as my books, are really good examples of this. And you can channel anything. So an actor might get into a character's head and body and use a costume, voice, or mannerism to help them act the part. But you can also get into the mind of a dog or a cat, a pet, an insect, a plant, a mountain, and why not even a planet or a star. But without getting too cosmic, let's keep things down to earth, because the method I'll share here is designed to help writers, artists, musicians and singers connect with their muse. So have a pen and paper ready, pencil, crayon, paintbrush, or even your musical instrument, and let me take you through a simple and repeatable procedure to help you tune in. We'll start with a really useful technique you can use before embarking on any creative task, and that's to energize both hemispheres of the brain using the nostril breathing technique. So take your right index finger and use it to close your right nostril, just like this, and then breathe in and out 5 times through your left nostril, and this energizes the right brain. And do this quite rapidly. So that's in and out, making sure your mouth is closed on the out breath. Then flip over to your left nostril. Use your left index finger to hold your left nostril closed and breathe in and out very quickly through your right nostril. So that's in and out. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes and take your awareness into your pineal gland, the center of your brain. So again, you imagine you're looking at the back of your eyeballs. Pay attention to the thoughts that come your way. You can ask them who sent them and for what purpose. If they're useful thoughts, welcome them in. If they're not so useful thoughts, ask them would they mind turning around and going back from where they came from. Now let your awareness float to the back of your head in your cerebellum. So you imagine that you're watching the observer in the pineal gland that's watching the observer in your eyeballs. And now take one further step back. So you imagine you're looking at the back of your head. So you're looking at the observer in the back of the head that's looking at the observer in the pineal gland, looking at the observer in your eyeballs. And as you stand slightly outside your body, looking at the back of your head, just sense what other intelligences are around you. If you have a favorite writer, scribe, or influence from times gone by, ask them to step forward and to join you. If you have a sense of your guides or your higher self, ask them to step forward and join you too. If you'd like to tune into wisdom and guidance from the ethereal or the angelic realms, ask them to step forward and join you too. And fuse with whatever's come to join you at this point. And take a step forward, back into your cerebellum, and back into your pineal gland. And now open your eyes slowly. Let your awareness come back into the room. For the remaining few minutes of this visualization, and even beyond, just write, draw, or play what comes to mind.